Okay, this is the Board of Assessment Appeals meeting on March 26, 2022. It is 11:31 a.m. Can we please all rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, number three, roll call. Maria Conlin.
I'm here.
Jeff Polis.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here.
And Sarah Wadomsky. I am here. Number four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, can I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close, Jeff.
Can I have a second?
I second, Maria.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number five, act on the following assessment appeals. I guess we can do this one of two ways. We can go through all of them and then come to our decisions at the end, or do one by one, go through it and render a decision. Do you guys have any, is there either way appealing to you guys?
I would say make a decision one by one is more appealing for remembering purposes.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so 5A is David Kupjanski, 17 Krakow Street. Betsy, did you have any information, any extra information for us for this?
No, and I did, and I went through all my notes. That was not one you had asked me to contact.
Okay.
Let me pull this thing.
This one was. This was the home was built in 2018, and he gave some other building values on the street. We're not sure of the years that those were built.
He had made it sound like his went up much higher, but when I went and I looked at, his went up 30, another neighbor went up 30, another neighbor went up 29, another neighbor went up 27. I get that his price per square foot is higher, but that's because his house is the newest. The one that has the lowest, that was built in 1957. The next lowest was built in 64, and then the one that's 94, it was 1956, but it was remodeled in 87. The one that was 97, that was built in 96. So there was one, two, they were built in 96, one was built in 86, one was remodeled in 87. And then he built his, obviously, like last year or 20, maybe.
So just a quick question for me. Is the proper vernacular here to make a motion to either approve the appeal or deny the appeal, Sarah?
I think we can, and Betsy, you've done this for years. I think we can approve it. I think we can deny it, or I think we can... for instance, Dave, I think he wanted the appraised value to be a certain amount. And I think we would be able to say, no, not this amount, but, we would be willing to go to X value. I don't know. Betsy, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you're basically not saying, oh, I mean, you can straight off say, no, we're not doing anything. You're not denying the appeal. You're saying no change, or you're saying there's a change and we'd like to make it X. You know, the ones that you would deny an appealer is if they filed late, or if somebody didn't come and represent themselves and didn't have authorization. Those are flat out denials because they didn't have the ability to fulfill their obligation to appeal. So you're just basically saying, if you say about this guy, Dave, you're saying, okay, we don't believe 187 is where it should be, but we want to give him $20,000 off to get him more in line with his neighbors. And then you vote on it and you move forward.
Okay, thank you.
And based on this, Betsy, like there's nothing that says, you know, that this is, you know,
I went through it to make sure that all the information was correct.
Yes. Okay.
You know, that, and, you know, we don't have him being anything spectacular. He's a C grade with an average condition. It's just the fact that he's a lot newer and he's not receiving any depreciation when his neighbors are receiving, you know, 20 or 30%.
Okay, does anyone have any thoughts on this one?
I you know, based on what Betsy is saying too, like I tend to agree with what the appraisal value is. It's a newer home. Price per square foot really is not what all that goes into this calculation, if I'm understanding what Betsy's saying correctly. That's what Mr. Kupchansky seemed to be using. So I will make a motion to go with the original appraisal value.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that. I agree.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is Joseph Beck Jr., 53 Chapel Street.
So I did do an inspection of Mr. Speck's house. His claim was that the second floor was unfinished. It is under construction. So when I put it, it's kind of weird. I wanted to put it two stories with the second story unfinished, but the software really didn't let me do that. So I had to put it like one story with an unfinished attic. But when I did that, it changed the assessment from 126,770 to 101,80. And that's just giving that room to, once he finishes it, basically it's saying that unfinished area is about $30,000 of value to add back into the house. Because, you know, the windows are in and the walls and everything is there. It's just in a studded condition, so.
Okay, so it goes to 101,080.
080.
080.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Betsy, when the construction's done, obviously there'll be a new appraisal, right?
Correct. So, you know, it will go back up to that 126,770 once he finishes that second floor.
And just a quick question for me, from a procedural standpoint, how do you know when the construction's actually done? Is it the inspection has to come through and approve it and all that?
Well, now that I've been there, anybody that I've gone to for an inspection, they go into what I call a callback file. So I make sure that I check every year if there's no action being done through the building department, you know, I check it around October of every year just to make sure, is it still in the same condition or have things changed?
Okay,
great.
So then I guess, again, I'll make a motion here to approve the appeal to reduce the overall value to appraisal at $1,180. Is that correct?
Yes. $101,080.
Yeah.
And Jeff, I think it's the assessed value.
Assessed value. Yeah. Thank you. I apologize for my, you know, my lack of understanding of the proper terms here.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is 5C, Carl and Joanne Nero, 10 Homestead Ave.
So you did ask me to do an inspection on that house, and I went out there. As you can see by the information I sent you, there were some changes to the field card. We changed 9 rooms to 8 rooms, which doesn't affect the value. Oil to gas, which does not affect the value, but he had a half bath that we did not have on the field card, and he also had a wood stove, which we did not have on the field card as well. So the half bath and the wood stove added a little value, but I adjusted his grade, 1 grade, and that, let me pull him up. I'm on a prayer here that I'm my Wi-Fi, because I'm scalping the Wi-Fi from the stadium to try to keep it here. I couldn't find, like, you know, a coffee shop or something that gave you free Wi-Fi, so. I'm in the boons of New Jersey, so. All right, let's see it, this one. Yeah, so it ended up doing the 2 changes, adding the things that we didn't have, and then taking the grade down 1 grade. It changed his value. I didn't write it on my sheet, so that's why I got to find it in the system. Come on, you can do it. Please, please, please. I'm sorry, this is not the most advanced way to do this, but so the original was 182,980, and it brings it down to. This is the only one I didn't write on the sheet, of course. And just the reason for the grade reduction is I pulled all the houses on his street. He's pretty in line. He might be one of the highest, but there's definitely, and there were sales on Homestead that obviously contributed to the increases, but, you know, his neighbors all had pretty very similar increases. Mm-hmm. But he was 1 grade higher than all of them, and there was nothing overly impressive about the house to maybe do that. I think it was that way because the house was a very, very small house, and he's been adding blocks onto it. So that's probably was their way to try to get some value out of it every time he added another block to the house. Okay, so went down, the assessment went from 182,980 to 173,740 by adding the things we didn't have, and then taking the grade 1 grade down.
Okay, 173,740.
Yes.
Okay. Does everyone feel okay with that?
Yeah, I just real quick, this is, we're talking about homestead. So on the appellant's assessment of value on the original sheet we had, it said it was 158,000. Is that wrong? Was that just incorrect?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Maybe that's what he wants it to be. We were at 182.
Right.
He felt it should be down to 158.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. 189 times 4. Yeah, I'm not sure where that number came from.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Okay. So then I'll make a motion to approve the new assessed value at 173,740.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next, 5D, Luke Shentz and Mariko Kosaka, 22 Hawkins.
So I did call him a bunch of times. Finally, he called me back. He said that he never asked to have an inspection, that he was never told that he needed an inspection. He kept saying that I was hung up on semantics. I said, listen, I was just asked to call you. You don't want an inspection, just say no, and I'll hang the phone up and I'll note it. But by the end, I think he got a little nervous, thinking like, if I don't take one. And when I got there, I told him, you were very smart to take this meeting because the house is a disaster. The whole first floor, which we do have, you know, we give a cost and design factor 50% because the whole first floor is undone. But there's a stairway in the house that's completely exposed and you can't walk on it. I don't know if you can read my notes. Upstairs, they have a sink and a shower, but they have to go downstairs to the first floor to use a toilet. They literally plug all their electrical into one outlet with extension cords, which I'm going to be having a conversation with the building inspector, because I mean, that house is a potential torch. I can't even imagine. They live in three rooms and they have kerosene heaters in each room.
Oh,
they don't have any heat in the house. So it just, I mean, I walked out of there, my stomach was sick. I was like, oh my God, I mean, they're going to either carbon monoxide poisoning, a little spark is going to hit from their 1600 extension cords, you know, and he's running a podcast from there in the basement. It's like crazy. I said to him, I said, this is not safe. Well, this is the best we can do for now. And I'm like, and he said, you know, Carlo was here. And I said, well, Carlo hasn't been working in the city of Derby for like a year. So I don't know what you've done in the last year, but I don't think anybody would let you live here if they came in here. That being said, we've already given it, when I looked through the card, we've given it quite a bit of an adjustment, but, I had to negate it for really, truly not having a running one bathroom, you know. No heat. By changing all of that, because most of the property value is, you know, it went from being the assessment 87,780 down to 71,680. And I mean, and that was just by changing things around and we still give them the 50% for the first floor being unfinished. But it's I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably even go lower than that. I mean, but that's calculations, no moving of any numbers. That's just putting everything into the system, and that's what popped out.
Okay. And what was the number there again, Betsy? I'm sorry.
71,680, which basically is saying that the land and building are worth about $100,000.
All right. And where were we prior? Do you know off the top of your head? I'm sorry. 87,780, yes. Right?
87,780. Okay. So that was about $125,000.
I'm just kind of keeping a rough tally of how much we're taking off.
Yeah, you had some rough ones here.
Okay, so
I would motion to decrease it to that amount then.
I second.
Okay. Okay. Yep. All in favor to.
Aye.
Okay.
I hear.
Aye. Okay. 5E, Mark and Lori Beyer, 15 McConney Grove.
So I went out and did, just a drive-by because they were worried that the sketch is fine. I did take an updated picture of the house, but of course the functionality to update that is not working right now. Mm. I think that the only thing that I got out of them was they wanted you guys to waive the interest that they paid.
Right.
And only paying the second half. So.
Right. And I believe that was in the amount of $207.68. Right.
$207.68. Yes.
Is that in our authority? I mean, if we voted on that, is that something that, does it matter if we approve it? Does anyone know?
I think I have some notes from last time that Betsy, you would have to sign off on a waiver at some point for it.
Myself and the tax collector would have to agree and sign a waiver.
Okay, so would you need a motion from us?
Well, probably to say that you would agree to us signing that waiver.
Okay, a recommendation.
Yeah, because we both would have to sign it. If Renee says no, they were educated enough and forget about it, it's not going to happen. So, both myself and Renee have to agree upon it. And the agreement would have to be that they were given mixed data.
Right.
Basically. She does not recall making the comments that he made. But there's also, he said that he never had any conversation with me and I went out there, upon his request. So I think everybody has a hazy remembrance of the what took place.
Right.
So in that matter, I know it would never come out of my mouth to say don't pay the first half, but I can't speak for anybody else. So I can't tell you.
Right. And this was
said or.
Right. And this was a situation where a system was down at City Hall for a period of time.
It, all the forces were against everybody.
Right.
You know.
So can I have a motion to recommend to the tax assessor and tax collector to credit the interest of $207.68.
Yes, Sarah, I'll make that motion to credit to 207.68.
And I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, 5F, Louis Giordano, 46 Smith Street.
So I went out there and I spoke to the building department. He illegally finished that, so he would have to do some work to make that an actual place to be rented, even though zoning says that you can't have two units on that parcel. So right now he's basically, it is not rented. There's no gas or water hookup. So no heat. And pretty much the city's kind of telling him, unless he gets some sort of fantastic variance, which nobody thinks he's going to get, that unfortunately he finished it for nothing. So he can't rent it out. So how I treated it to get to the assessment that I got was I basically treated it as just finished storage. And that's all he's really using it for. So the assessment prior was 146.20020, and by putting it to finished storage, it went down to 116,900.
Okay. And you didn't look like there was anyone living there, right?
Yeah, no. There's nobody living there.
I remember this gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the current assessed value at 116,900.
I'll second that, Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number 5G, Gabriella McCurdy, 161 New Haven Avenue.
I did not go out to that house.
Okay.
I don't have a note on here that you asked me to do that. So my only one was I just double checked to make sure what she paid for the house is what she paid. The 318. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that was November of 2019, which could easily have been part of our sales bank to create the value for reval for 2020. Yeah. We have a value of 317,500 on the house and she paid 318. So.
Yeah. If I recall, this was a person too. She lived, this was like an investment, correct? If I recall that.
Yes. That's
yeah,
how
she lives in Norwalk.
Yeah. I didn't quite really feel like there was a reason to change anything based on our interview. I don't know what anybody else thought.
The information provided, again, she paid 318 and that's, you know, the appraised value here is coming in at 317.5. So that lines up, you know, perfectly.
Yeah, it kind of felt like her point was she'd paid too much for the house and COVID was hard for, you know, landlords, whatever. And, I don't know. It didn't sound like it was a great idea to purchase, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. So is the general consensus that we're going to keep this one as is?
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to keep the assessed value as it currently is.
Okay, I'll second that. Sarah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. 5H, Sam Goldwitz, Sam and Nan. This is a personal property.
So I sent you, as I walked through the store, what they have. Everything's older. I mean, the computers are not that much older, but they're older. They basically sell like charms. And so all the walls in the back room have those wall racks on them. And then they just have boxes of these charms everywhere. Then in the middle of the room, there's a large, you know, conference table that they used to use for packing. Now I guess they outsource that. And they've got a little jewelry area where they would fix jewelry or weigh jewelry. They have a light box, which I guess they used to use to make pictures. So when you did advertisements, but that is since antiquated, they don't use that anymore because they can take pictures with their iPhone just as well. They have a bunch of display cases in the front. When you walk in, that nothing's in them. They don't use them anymore because nobody comes to the store anymore. So, and then they have a small area in the back where they, you know, they can microwave or, you know, small fridge. It's like a small little kitchenette area. She had no years on anything that she, you know, and I think by speaking with her, the one thing that she was, she said, I don't understand why it goes up every year. And I said, well, because you don't file. And if you don't file, you get a 25% penalty. And we basically take what was last year. We round it, like it was $3,750 the previous year. We rounded it to $4,000 and added a 25% penalty. Oh, well, my husband says he files those every year. Well, they're older, so I think they do, maybe. Or they have good intention of doing it, but they haven't for numerous years in a row, which is how it ended up at the $4,000 with the $1,000 25% penalty. I couldn't tell you what I would put on all of this stuff. You know, maybe cut it in half to $2,000 with a penalty. I mean, there is value. I mean, they have some computers that work. They do have a printer that works. But that stuff gets depreciated fairly quickly. If they had a year and a monetary amount, you know, if you bought a $1,000 computer, you know, it'd be down to $200 in 4 years. So stuff does depreciate fairly quickly of the things that I feel probably were newer. But, you know, there's still stuff in there that has value. It's just they're not using it. So it's just sitting around doing nothing. And they feel like that you shouldn't pay any taxes on it. And I did make a recommendation. If you're, you know, kind of downsizing, have somebody come and take all of this away if you don't need it. But.
Well, that plus they'd still have to do the forms, right?
They still have to do the forms.
Yep.
You know, she says they think about retiring, but because she is in good health and is very mobile, it gets her out of the house and gives her something to do. Whereas he is not in good health and not as mobile. So.
Did you come up with a suggested value, or are we sticking with what was listed?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could maybe do $2,000 plus a 25% penalty, which is $500. I mean, cut it in half. I mean, they'll get pennies on the dollar if they, you know, if you went in there and somebody actually had to assign value.
Yeah.
But that's not how we do it. I mean, again, as I said, if you bought a $1,000 computer, it would be $200 in 4 years, but it would stay there. And it would always be $200, even if it was, you know, an old PC that, you know, you barely could pick up.
Yeah.
That's just how the system works. But
Well, I'm okay knocking down that to that 2,000. So I'll make that motion.
I second. 2,000 plus to 500, right? For the penalty?
Yep, for the penalty, yep.
So that's what we're seconding. Sarah, sorry about that.
No, no worries. Great. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is Samuel Rizzitelli, Law Offices of Samuel M. Rizzitelli Jr., LLC.
I did not have anything in my files to give him a call to go out there. So you guys will have to go off of your notes of what he presented to you.
Oh, this was the guy with the funny list.
He's
of the inventory.
Attorney at his house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought
very
I
old
thought out there.
Say that again, Maria.
I thought we were going out there to see what exactly he has there.
Yeah, I thought so too.
That's what I have in my notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything on here. And all of mine that I did inspect to say need inspections. I apologize if I skip that. I mean.
So if I'm correct here, and I don't know what the rules are here, but it looks like the current value from the city assess is $10,000 for his goods, and then $2,500 in penalty, so $12,500. He's saying his stuff is only worth $1,000. Is there a way to table this vote and do an inspection, or do we have to declare this today?
I think we just have to have it by March 31st.
Right, you have to have it by Thursday.
Mm.
I mean, I can call him Monday and you know, say that the board would like me to come and see your office.
I would say, yeah.
And then
he's asking for it to be changed from 10,000 to 1,000, right?
Yeah.
That's a major, major difference.
So is everyone good with tabling this and, you know, trying to get, you know, maybe an inspection done as early as Monday and try to, you know, the calling a meeting shouldn't take more than 5-10 minutes on this item. Is everyone okay with that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need an official motion? Yeah, there you go, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, please.
So I will motion to table this vote until we have an inspection on the actual value.
Yep, I'll second it, Maria.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, I'll call him Monday and get an and schedule an inspection.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 5J, Scott Rocchio, Southern Connecticut Chiropractic.
Okay, so now that you're tabling that, did you see the packet of stuff he sent us?
It's all, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to change the rules. That's a big packet.
The guy probably should have just minded his business and paid his tax. Because when I went there, I called him a couple times and he was not calling me back. So I said, you know what? I was heading up to McConney Grove anyway. So I said, you know, let me swing by. Just walk inside and see what the place looks like. And he said, when I walked in, he's like, can I help you? And I was like, I'm looking for Scott. And he said, I'm Scott. He goes, are you Betsy? And I said, yes. He goes, I just called you back. So when I got back to the office, he had. He said, if you give me 5 minutes, I'll give you a tour around. And he was very open. I went, he brought me around. I walk into this room and I'm like, so you got an x-ray machine? Yes. Fairly new. Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, you probably should have not come to the board. Because as you can see by the list of his stuff, his x-ray machine, along with the computer that runs it, is almost, it's like $35,000. Now, you put it in, obviously, high tech. So it's right now, it's only 2 years old. It's getting 80% of that. But okay, let's do the math. 80%. Now, I mean, we are well over the $10,000 that this gentleman is being assessed for. So they're every once in a while, there's these weird cases that your decision is probably going to be that you're going to take what he gave you and raise his assessment.
Is that something that this board can do? Or if we're just addressing the appeal, would that not be something that's separate?
No, because you addressed the appeal and you said to go out and do an inspection. It wouldn't be anything different than when I went out to 10 Homestead and found the half bathroom and the wood stove, you know, those types of things. Once you are out there and you do an inspection, and instructions even say, if something is found that isn't on the property card, then it's the obligation of us to add it because you've requested this, you know?
Betsy, did you feel like you made that clear to him?
Well, I didn't make it clear to him because when I walked in to do the inspection, it was very clear to me should not have asked this. But he was very forthcoming with his invoices. The one thing that I didn't, that I don't, and I'd like to do him due diligence, is that there's a lot of things that are on there that he didn't have invoices for. So maybe off the top of his head, he can give me an approximate year so that we can at least give him the fair depreciation on all of the equipment, knowing that, you know, he's screwed to start with, but at least if we do it fairly, so he's getting depreciation on all the stuff. Because again, he was very forthcoming, but I want to make sure that if that $35,000 x-ray machine will get its 20% depreciation times 0.7, so that it's not $35,000, it will be down to, you know, 20 or whatever. And so if you're going to increase his assessment, we're doing it at the fairest that we can.
Okay.
Motion table this one for more research.
I second.
Yeah, because I'm going to try to call him tomorrow or Monday and just say, you know, you got to give me some years on this stuff so that we can put it into the charts.
Yeah. Okay.
And hopefully, you know, I mean, even if his years are estimates, they're better than taking it as he gave it, which there are no years. So.
Okay, so we have a motion to table in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And again, I'm just still, I just want to make sure that this is board action and not administrative action in the interim.
Well, he came to you. He didn't come to me. That's the difference. And the board has every right to take an action to change an assessment upwards if that's what they discover the need is.
Okay.
So, but like I said, I want to give him as much diligence as we can to make sure that if it's going to be raised, it's raised the correct way with all the depreciation times 0.7, all the ways that he's eligible, things he's eligible to get.
Okay.
Okay.
And Nate, just one last thing. Is he not the owner of the building that he's in, right? So he's leasing that as a business? Do we know?
Yeah, he's just a tenant.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next is 5K Robert E. Fernandez, 10 Elizabeth Street.
All right, so I spoke to the town about this. I spoke to the fire marshal. When this was approved way, way back when to be used as kind of a kitchen area, I guess. It was done. I don't know why it was done. There are many thoughts of why it was done, but I don't know why it was done because I wasn't there. But as of today, according to the building inspector and the fire marshal, there would be a lot of changes that would have to be done for them to be able to rent that space out. So that being said, I feel when I take that basement area away, it changes the assessment to 348,250. So if you took what he's asking, which is 525, it would take the assessment to 367,500. So I would recommend taking, that's what he paid for it around the time of reval, you know, so I don't know. I would take the recommendation of paying, you know, taking what he paid for it as, you know, a willing buyer. Which is the value of 525.
Okay, so what would the of the so the we're saying the assessed value then is 367,500?
Yes.
Okay. So per Betsy's recommendation, I do make a motion to have the assessed value at 367,500.
Is there a second? I'll second that. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 5L, Jenna Beretta Enterprises.
Sarah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I apologize. Betsy, just a quick question. I mean, you mentioned a tickler file earlier on that particular one. Would that be something that you might just check back on in a year, make sure it's actually not being used for anything?
It's already in my callback.
Thank you so much.
Because
sorry, Sarah.
That tends to be something that somebody will think, oh, it was used that way in the past, and not think about asking any approvals to get it to use that way current. So
thank you.
Yep, you're on the same, we're on the same wavelength.
All right.
So Beretta, we actually filed for a summary judgment, meaning to just get rid of the case because they have not been very forthcoming. They have petitioned the court for another 30 days, which I did say to our town attorney, that's interesting because the judge... He gave them 30 days last time because they came and they had nothing. She had made a comment, the attorney, that she was having trouble getting in touch with her client and getting together with her. And he kind of made it very clear that, there weren't going to be any more extensions given, that you have 30 days. But when we filed for the summary judgment, we haven't heard whether the court is going to honor it or they're going to give them, because they've now filed for a 30-day extension to review the summary judgment. It'll be nice to get off of that merry-go-round. It's just it's hard to keep up. But so I don't know. If you as a board, if you want to take any action or however you want to do that.
Well, I guess I don't know, just for a discussion point, Maria or Sarah, if you have any other opinion, I feel like this might be leave as is until the litigation period is over.
Yeah, I agree.
I would agree.
All right. So I'll make it an official motion to no decision on this at this time regarding pending litigation.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Number 6. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Before we do, Sarah, great job getting us off in an hour. I was skeptical when this started. Well
motion
done.
Motion to adjourn, I'll give it.
Yeah. Yes, one second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, Betsy, for your help.
Okay. And I will email you tomorrow if I find that I can get that inspection with attorney Rizzitelli, and then try to be in contact with Scott at Southern Connecticut Chiropractic about some dates.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this meeting is adjourned at 12:21 PM. Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend. Have fun at the games, Maria.
Thank you. See you guys.